Okay, so prosperity. Is that it, as in bringing the big bucks? Okay, so let's play a new thing. Okay? I want everybody to think of an amount of money they'd like to receive before the end of the year. Okay, now I want you to scale the thought of that. I can have this chunk of money. Don't have to know where it's coming from. Just pick a chunk of money. And I want you to see where you feel, and I want you to scale it. And if it's not money, if you've already mastered money, pick something else. Okay, now I want you to double it. Okay, notice everybody got to about a 10 there. Okay, I just read this online. If you email me, I'll send you the link to this woman's work. It's pretty incredible. Okay, you ready?
Even though.
I just can't believe it. Even playing a game.
In a room.
With a bunch of goofy people tapping. I just can't believe it.
I just can't
be at ease.
I just can't feel comfortable.
No way can it happen.
No way can I have that.
All this resistance.
All this disbelief.
Ah, that inner critic.
This low self-esteem.
This incredibly bad habit.
This really old habit.
Of not believing in anything.
I can't see and touch.
All this limitation.
All this restriction.
That money's not for me.
It's not going to find its way to me.
I can't believe in it.
Because
it didn't show up yet.
All that money.
Teasing me.
Not really.
I just don't believe in it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could
be open
to the possibility
of prosperity miracles,
of popcorn money,
the kind of unexpected money
that delightfully pops
and multiplies
right before my eyes.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could believe
that miracles do happen.
And sometimes,
even to me.
Wouldn't it be amazing
if I could even believe,
even pretend to believe,
that I could let it in
through expected means?
Oh, I can't do that.
I'm too used to
struggling.
Really struggling.
And it's the season to struggle.
Yeah, that's it.
November comes.
December's close.
I might as well start struggling now.
All this old habit.
Mine.
Everybody's.
My parents.
My coworkers.
Everybody's.
I see it in the paper.
I see it in the magazines.
Everyone
is struggling financially.
That's what they say.
I hear it on the radio.
I overhear it in conversation.
In restaurants.
In stores.
This inability
to expand my perception
that money's just energy.
And if I can tap with strangers,
energy probably likes me.
Because
I'm already willing
to look silly
and have fun
and tap into
the possibility
of expanding my ability
to have freedom,
to be me,
to have freedom,
to prosper,
to have freedom,
to be healthy
and vibrant,
to have freedom,
to be creative
and have fun,
to have freedom,
to let go
of the habit of struggle,
the habit of scarcity,
the nasty old habit
habit?
The next habit.
Of lack. Wouldn't it be lovely? If I could look at my life,
my junk drawer,
and see I have an abundance
of many
things.
Even though
I haven't let in
that flow of prosperity.
I've let in a lot of other stuff.
A lot of junk.
A lot of luxury things. I have gadgets and gizmos that make my life easier. Even if I only use them
once a year.
I have so much stuff
that I've given away.
That I've garage sale. Things that I've just passed on.
Thrown away.
If I could for a moment
line up
with all the stuff
I've had.
I've used.
I've enjoyed.
I've shared.
All the money
I've actually spent.
I want to be
in a vibration of flow.
I want to have so much fun
circulating money
through me
that money loves me.
I want to have so much fun
paying bills,
buying gifts,
making payments.
Buying food.
Sharing coffee.
Paying printers.
Paying filmmakers.
I want to have so much fun.
Circulating massive amounts of money.
That it just sucks in more.
So I can play at a bigger level.
I want to see every dime I spend.
Every check I write.
Every payment I make.
As flow.
I've never looked at it as flow.
Maybe flow.
The wrong way.
I want to see it now.
As prosperity.
Flowing through me.
Into many lives.
I want to vibrate.
With prosperity and flow.
So I can circulate.
Larger amounts of money.
I want it to come in.
So I can spend it.
That's what I want to do.
I want to spend
on all kinds of things.
Even investments.
I only want the money. Because I want to spend it.
And the truth is,
I spend some every day.
Even when I'm not thinking about it.
I'm using electricity.
And gas.
And water.
And stuff.
I'm good at spending money.
I'm wonderful at spending money.
And now,
I want to have fun spending money.
Until this body,
every cell in this body,
learns how to vibrate
with flow,
with prosperity.
I'm not losing money.
I'm circulating money.
And I want to open my heart
to truly forgive
anyone and everyone.
Any resentment.
Anything I'm holding in my heart.
That's slowing down the flow.
I want to open my heart.
To prosperity.
And flow.
No matter where I am.
In this game.
And now I'm ready.
I intend to be ready.
To expand.
My ability.
To circulate.
More money.
Doesn't matter where it comes from.
I'm open to surprises.
I love surprises.
I love gifts.
Unexpected checks.
Tax returns.
I love savings. Bargains.
Bargains.
Deals.
Deals.
Hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs.
I just want to circulate more.
I just want to circulate more.
And vibrate higher.
And vibrate higher.
And it would be so much easier.
If
this body could remember.
If this body could remember.
When I lay my head on the pillow.
When I lay my head on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
If this body could remember.
If this body could remember.
How to sleep.
How to sleep.
How to sleep.
Sleep.
Like a prosperous person.
Like a prosperous person.
In complete ease.
In complete ease.
And comfort.
And comfort.
I want to love my bed.
I want to love my bed.
Feel like it's pure luxury.
Feel like it's pure luxury.
To have sheets and blankets.
To have sheets and blankets.
A bed frame and a mattress.
A bed frame and a mattress.
More pillows than I need.
More pillows than I need.
I want to sleep.
I want to sleep.
In a vibration of luxury.
In a vibration of luxury.
And prosperity. Because the truth is, I have it pretty well. And I only want more. And I want to enjoy more. More of everything good. And when my head is on the pillow, and I think the words, my head is on the pillow, I want this body to remember exactly what it feels like to feel wealthy and cared for.
And cared for,
and loved,
and loved,
and safe,
and safe,
even if I never felt it before.
I want to embrace it now,
as this body
remembers whatever it needs to remember,
chemically,
hormonally,
to sleep,
deeply,
comfortably,
refreshingly,
healingly.
Healingly.
When my head is on the pillow,
and my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My head is on the pillow.
I want to remember.
I want to remember.
That all the stress.
That all the stress.
All the limitation.
All the limitation.
All the fear.
All the fear.
All the doubt.
All the doubt.
All the resentment.
All the resentment.
I can put it all aside.
I can put it all aside.
And allow this body.
And allow this body.
To remember.
To remember.
How to feel supported.
How to feel supported.
How to feel safe.
How to feel safe.
How to sleep.
How to sleep.
And heal.
And heal.
And rejuvenate.
And rejuvenate.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could dream of wealth.
If I could dream of wealth.
If I could practice.
If I could practice.
Feeling prosperous.
Feeling prosperous.
Even in my sleep.
Even in my sleep.
And I'm asking for prosperity.
And I'm asking for prosperity.
Not just for me.
Not just for me.
But for all of us.
But for all of us.
To remember, money's just energy.
We made it all up
to play with.
And what goes out
is just as important
as what comes in.
I want a new relationship
with what goes out
so I can open my heart
and let a lot more in,
even in my dreams.
I want to live for my dreams.
I want to live for my potential.
I want to live and sleep
in freedom.
In freedom.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and accept
this body.
I am enough.
There is enough.
I am
a beloved child
of the Creator.
And I do deserve
every good thing
I desire.
Okay, big deep breath.